Hi, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Are You Not Kentertained? This is episode 81, and today's date is October 18th, 2017. Yes, everyone, I'm back from my hiatus yet again. This is Carrie, your host, and as always, I'm joined by that fun and yet bickering duo, Kent and Russ. Hey, guys, how you doing tonight?
Pretty good. It is nice to have you back, because I hope to you keep us on a straight and narrow path, which I completely and utterly failed to do last week.
I shall try.
So, Carrie, good to see you back. It's not an episode that's divisible by five, so we're doing good. Maybe we can have you for 85.
85. It would definitely be nice to have her for 100, maybe.
I know twisting of the arm, but
I will do my best to make all those guys. I really will.
Holy shit, 92's coming up.
It is. We gotta have a big one for 92.
Oh my god, I will have to eat a lot of food and bulk up for that.
All right, so for our first time listeners, we recap and discuss the week in wrestling. And we have a few fun wrestling-related segments for you as well. So, guys, lots to talk about this week. We got a pay-per-view this Sunday, and it looks like in my week off, a lot happened. I mean, we had the Shield reuniting, Kane's back, and more importantly, the Fashion Files. I mean, Pulp Fashion has returned. I guess I missed a lot, didn't I? I guess we need to start digging into this, right? But first, before we do any digging for this week, let's kick things off with Kent's moment of bliss.
I had a chicken wing pizza tonight. It was dandy. Cooked well. Just the way I like it. I also, not that anybody else can see this, but today I got a box of 60 Airheads, a variety pack. So that will treat me well during this month. And I'm trying to think. I don't know. I've been on mental vacation. I've just playing video games a lot. Fuck anything to do with the website. I'm free now. I feel good.
So
that was my moment.
So the website's still in problems?
No, the website's doing fine.
Oh.
I just really want a break.
All right.
Picked a good time to take one.
Yes. In October.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Not used to you having a break in October.
Nope. I haven't taken a break in, I don't know, last time I took a break, so here I am.
So what you're saying is it's a well-deserved vacation.
It's a well-deserved mistimed vacation, to say the least. But, I mean, you know, it's not like I haven't been watching horror movies while video gaming. I just haven't really been writing them down. So
writing is so 20th century, let's face it.
It's so overrated.
It is.
Really.
Who needs to write anymore? The internet is there for me.
I could just do like a half hour vlog and do like sum up all the movies and that'd be something.
Would be.
That sounds pretty good. You know what else sounds pretty good? Talking about this weekend's pay-per-view. And also
Wait,
this
you said
week's
sounds
Raw.
Good?
Liar!
It's like, alright, there's some decent matches, but this is not a pay-per-view. It's really...
Wait, which one? You mean the three women's matches or the two cruiserweight matches? Or the one match where we're not sure if the one guy's going to show up? Or the other match where the three guys are going to beat the five guys that are better than the three guys?
Yes!
Which one are you referring to?
All the above?
Yeah, this one's scary. And it's TLC, and we only have one TLC match.
What?
I know, right?
No, that must be a mistake.
No, there is no T match. There is no L match. There is no C match. There's only a TLC match.
Well, at least Gallows and Anderson are going to have a match for the tag team titles, right?
Oh, you'd think so, except they're not even on the pay-per-view. As of right now.
Oh. Well, at least Miz is going to defend the Intercontinental title, right?
No.
No.
Well, I mean, at least Brock Lesnar is going to be defending the red belt, right?
Are you kidding me?
So, what you're saying is that three out of the five titles on Raw are not going to be defended on pay-per-view?
Yep.
What?
As crazy as that sounds.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh.
I say we get in there and discuss it and put our own spin on it. And also give everyone our picks. But first, let's kick off our Raw discussion with our Were you or were you not Kentertained segment. I am talking about...
Were you not Kentertained?
Yes, that. Sorry, I've had a week off.
It's all right.
And our segment of choice this week was the segment with Elias and the Good Brothers, otherwise known as Anderson and Gallows. I don't know about you guys, but I was very Kentertained by this segment. I thought it was hilarious. Russ, what did you think?
I was thoroughly Kentertained. I think my favorite part was Gallows and Anderson warming up. That was definitely a highlight for me. Definitely Kentertained. The match was okay.
And Kent?
No, not Kentertained. I mean, come on. Here's Gallows and Anderson, a team that's been built up for how long now, still not getting any tag team title matches, and Elias in a match where he's losing to... who the hell did they even go against? I don't even remember.
Titus.
Yeah, it was Titus Worldwide and Jason Jordan, which leads me to Jason another Jordan. Question. In my 1 week hiatus, did Jason Jordan join Titus Worldwide?
Just because he's black does not mean he joined.
When your career dies, where do you go? Titus Worldwide.
Fair enough.
But I gotta say, where the hell are the nerds shirts?
I know, right?
But yeah, I really was entertained. Of course I was Kentertained.
I was gonna say, why?
It's Elias.
Didn't we talk about it last week that Elias needed to lose?
Yeah, and they listened. So, in this, for the sake of knowing that WWE listens to us, let's say that they push
Cesaro.
He's in the main event.
Yeah, but he's gonna lose.
Fact. Let's say that they bring back
Hulk Hogan.
Bobby Lashley?
Bobby Lashley, yeah.
WWE, go bring back Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley,
listen to us.
Yes.
We know what we're talking about.
Alright. So let's get in and discuss this pay-per-view, shall we, guys? So we got a couple pre-show, one match and one segment to discuss. I don't know if you guys have heard about this one yet, but apparently there's going to be a PowerPoint presentation on the pre-show. Drew Gulak is doing a championship edition PowerPoint presentation. First, I got to ask, did either of you hear about this? Kent, you first.
Nay.
Russ?
Nope. But I never heard of it. That's the first time. I've heard of the PowerPoint presentations on 205. I heard they're pretty funny, but I have not.
So wait, are you telling me that the cruiserweights are getting three segments?
I was about to say the same thing.
Are getting three segments, and the guys are getting...
main roster's getting two.
One and a half?
Yeah.
I'm so confused right now.
It's like they took this pay-per-view and said, let's let the other division shine, shall we?
Bring back Samoa Joe as soon as possible, for the love of God.
Isn't he ready to come back?
Yeah, they don't know how to push him. They don't know. I mean, look at what they just did with Braun. They're like, well, we don't have anybody to put it. We'll just add him to the main event. Like, that's all that would have happened if Joe was ready. Like, I'm really shocked that they didn't put Joe in the main event as well. You know, anything to empower the Shield, because empowering is important. It baffles me, but then you look at the roster, right? You look at the roster and you say, well, who are the faces that could go against Braun? Well, you got Roman and Seth and Dean, and all of a sudden that list, who's next? Like, Finn is next, and then after that, I mean, who would you rate as the number five face on Raw right now? Is it Jason Jordan? Is it Matt Hardy? Is it Brock Lesnar?
That's a good question.
Right. It's pretty bad when you're not sure if it's like Apollo Crews, maybe? Like, we don't know who the number five face is on Raw. That's where we're at. And they have a lot of heels. So maybe somebody should turn face on the heel side? Maybe Braun Strowman's ready for a smooch?
Maybe.
Maybe Sister Abigail's going to be face?
Maybe we're never going to see Sister Abigail?
Wouldn't that be terrible?
Well, I'm sure we're going to talk about that later, so I'm going to save all of my valid opinions.
All right. So with that, let's move on to the other pre-show. Well, match. We have Alicia Fox versus Sasha Banks. Ross, what are your thoughts on this one?
I like it when Alicia goes crazy. I think it's hilarious. But I don't give a shit. I really don't. So I'm going to say Alicia wins because she's the next to get fed to Asuka.
All right. Fair enough. I'm going to have to agree with you there. How about you, Kent?
Well, since somebody decided to steal my whole theory, I mean, that's cool. Don't give credit. Plagiarism's cool, Russ. Cool. It's really cool to plagiarize my whole theory that as soon as a face needs to be elevated, Alicia Fox suddenly gets pushed and gets a win. But let's not give credit to me.
It's a pretty obvious thing, I thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you ever say it? What?
That was the first time I did say
it. I can't hear you, Russ, over your backpedaling. Yeah, so this is what happens, people. For the past 2, maybe 3 years, the only time Alicia Fox sees the light of day is in a multi-woman match, or if there's a face that needs to get put over, and they're like, we need them to look good. Who can we put? Who's talented on the women's heel side? Oh, we have nobody aside from Alicia, so we'll just make her act crazy. That's cool. And this has been going on for years, but... Yo, I mean, Russ is caught on. I mean, clearly he caught on. Long time ago. Alicia's winning this.
All right. So there's your pick for that one, listeners. And we are moving on to the Brian Kendrick and Jack Gallagher versus Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann. I have to say, guys, I am digging heel Gallagher. He's fun. Kent, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that the Brian Kendrick is severely underutilized. No matter what you... Whatever people want to say about the Neville situation, the same can be said for Brian Kendrick. Really, Kendrick is great in-ring and on the mic. He's a hell of a guy on the mic. This is a great match. In reality, this is a great match. The only thing that WWE did wrong here, I really think they should have made this a tornado tag match. So there wouldn't be no tags. It'd just be all four guys going at it once. I think that, like, these guys can put on a hell of a show. Gallagher's doing great things. Like, everybody's playing their role. And one last point I want to make is, did anybody watch Cedric Alexander come to the ring? Because, I don't know if there was a single fan, like, clapping, cheering, or, like, it was kind of like Kurt Angle coming out and saying, Kalisto! That's how I felt when Cedric came out, and that's a shame because Cedric is really fucking good.
I was going to say, Cedric is awesome, and people don't recognize that, that's sad.
Yeah, it did sound like crickets. I think that was the last thing I watched before I went to sleep.
I don't remember the entrances. I just remember the match. The match was pretty decent, I thought, on Raw. I think this is going to be one of the better matches. You got four talented guys, and Kent's right. The Brian Kendrick. He is like the ultimate utilitarian. He can do whatever they need him to do, and they can.
Did you call him Byron?
The ultimate.
Byron Kendrick?
Brian Kendrick? I'm pretty sure I said Brian, but maybe I said Brian.
No, you had Saxton on the mind, right?
You're
weird.
I was thinking Byron Bellin, but okay.
I have something I can... we need to talk after this show.
Okay, all right. So, the Brian Kendrick... is the ultimate utilitarian. He can do pretty much whatever we need him to do, and WWE usually squanders him. But I'm really digging Gallagher as a heel. Holy crap. Okay. Everything he wears has to be the most annoying thing to wear while wrestling. Think about it. He's in dress shoes. Are those real dress shoes? I mean, come on. How painful is it for him to be wrestling right now?
I was more intrigued by him wrestling in a vest. That just seems dangerous. And I think that's
all of
what
it.
Eric also said.
Yeah, I'm more worried. Like, I just want to know about the tread on the bottom of the shoes, because that just feels like a slippery disaster waiting to happen.
It's
everything else is fine.
It certainly does, but I would not. If they're making him wrestle in that, I feel bad for him.
I just want to say that I'm wearing a pair of Steve Blackman pants right now.
That's good. Comfortable.
They're comfy. Yeah.
Fair enough.
But yeah. But like Kent was saying also, too, I want to really quickly just talk about the other two, because we didn't get to those two.
And whose fault is that?
Oh, definitely mine. I agree.
Wait, did I even make a pick?
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Good for me.
So I'll go. I'll make my pick, and then you can go. All right. So I don't know. I really like Cedric. He's super entertaining, he's super charismatic, and he's getting no response out of the crowd. If he doesn't get a response on Sunday, I'll be shocked. As for my pick, I really think the heels are taking this one. The Brian Kendrick and Gallagher.
Kent, your pick?
I got back the black. Going with Rich. Going Cedric. Something needs to give with those guys. Granted, it makes sense for the heels to get the win because they lost on Monday, but I don't know what happened on Tuesday, so maybe they got their win back. I don't know, but I do know that right now the fans still like Jack Gallagher better than they like Rich or Cedric. Something needs to give. And Rich is one of the five most charismatic guys on the whole roster. What the fuck? So, yeah, something needs to happen here.
I'd have to echo that. Every time I hear Rich Swann's music, it gets stuck in my head for a week. With that said...
Is it the beginning part, or... Like, the beginning part just gets me amped, and then...
The lyrics get stuck in my head for a good week. Or two. And you'll find me, like, dancing around my house. It's great.
I'm dancing right now. Thinking about it.
With that said, though, unfortunately, despite my love of Rich Swann's entrance music, I gotta go with the Brian Kendrick and Jack Gallagher for this match. And while we're talking cruiserweights, let's talk cruiserweight championship match. We have Kalisto versus Enzo Amore. All right. Kent, give us your thoughts.
Wouldn't this have been a great time for them to do, like, a UK championship match? Because, I don't know, like, when the hell does that thing ever get defended? Like, wouldn't this be a great pay-per-view, since they don't give fucks about this pay-per-view, to have had a UK championship match?
Ladder match, even. Or tables match.
Or...
A chairs match. Sorry, I was getting there.
Well, goddamn it. You have ideas. Regarding this match... If they don't put the belt back on Enzo, I don't think we're going to see 205 main event Raw ever again. With that being said, I don't think Enzo's going to win it. Unless they want to go with this Mustafa Ali angle. Which, he's such a waste of my TV screen. He's the cruiserweight Charlotte Flair, quite frankly. So, I don't know. I got to pick Enzo because I got to hope that they do the right thing.
Fair enough. And Russ?
I really, really, really love what they're doing with Enzo now. This is the way he should have always been. Heel. I mean, it's basically he's the same character, except now he's just slightly more obnoxious. And he,
but why are the four guys with him? Can you explain
no
that to me?
Like, clue. Yeah, you hate him one for week before. Because he's belittling you, and all of a sudden now you're friends with him.
Like, they attacked him 2 weeks ago. Attacked him!
Yeah, and now they're working for him. They better have one hell of an explanation. Or maybe they had an explanation on 205. I don't know. I haven't seen it. Nor probably will I.
No.
No.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, I mean, could they have done the beatdown and have him go through a table just to have made this a table fucking match?
Yes, easily. Like,
I mean, how hard would it would have taken 1 ounce of intelligence from one of the 50 fucking writers to have been like, oh, we can make this into a table match. We already have a beatdown. Let's involve a table.
I thought for sure they would do something. They had all those props for Raw. It's like, okay, this is where they're going to lead up to those table matches, those ladder matches, and those chair matches. This is it. Nothing.
Props. WWE is good with props.
Yes.
Like Brock Lesnar's belt.
Yes. And every other belt on WWE nowadays. But I Enzo in the ring still isn't that exciting. So honestly, do we think this match is going to be really that good? I mean, I like the people in it.
I like the Dunzo finisher, but I mean, it's basically eat defeat, which Gail Kim's probably like, I do it better. But I think here's the thing: Enzo's going to surprise us in this match. That's my guarantee of the week.
Okay.
Enzo Amore will look better in this match than he has in any match we've seen prior.
Okay. Should this be the main event, since it's the belt? It's one of the only belts?
Yes. It's been main eventing Raw more than anything else this month. It should be the main event.
Should be, right. Okay.
All right. So, let's move on, shall we? Let's talk winners.
Shouldn't we choose winners?
Oh, yeah. I thought you guys gave your picks, but let's go ahead.
Are you getting rusty here, missing every fifth episode?
Yeah.
I know. I'm off my timing. All right, guys. Give me your picks, and then we'll move on to the women.
Russ, after you, sir.
Oh, I definitely think Enzo's going to win it because, man, Neville made the right choice of leaving if Kalisto keeps that belt. So, Enzo.
Did you say Kent Listo?
Yes. Kent Listo.
Awesome. I already picked Enzo, so Carrie was half right. I just wanted to see if she remembered.
But she didn't pick.
I did not Carrie. Pick, so I will pick.
Call!
Gosh, this is just... Enzo. And let's move on to the women. And the match that I care about and the only one I want to actually see Sunday night. Let's talk Asuka versus Emma. I am so excited I finally get to see Asuka. And that's my pick. Russ, you're up.
Oh, I'm definitely picking Emma. There's no way Asuka's going to win this thing. Okay, no, seriously, though.
You had me there for a second.
Well, there's a part of me that goes, it would be very WWE to have Emma win this and ruin Asuka from the beginning. So don't put it past WWE to make this a Emma win, okay? They will do anything to shock us, and that would be really shocking. So, I was kind of not that shocked. No, I was half serious about when I said that. Now, I honestly, as long as this isn't a squash match, this should be a really good match. As long as it's not a squash match. Again, Kent, you're looking at me like that. But don't.
Are you out of your goddamn mind telling me this ain't no goddamn squash match? Of course, this is a motherfucking squash match.
I don't want it to be a squash. If it's a squash match, it's going to suck. If it's an actual match.
Do you think
match,
this match is going more than 2 minutes?
It should go 15-20.
Right. Against the undefeated Asuka.
It should still go good. Like, they had some great matches in NXT. All right, fine. 10-15.
Russ, who had great matches in NXT?
Emma and Asuka.
Really?
Yeah. They had one.
Yeah? You remember them? I don't.
Well, okay, I don't remember.
They never had good matches. Asuka really doesn't have many good matches because she's so above the pay grade of the people that she's going against that most of her matches have been shit. And when she went against Emma, they were squash matches. So, yeah.
So you think this is going to be a definite 2 minutes, we're done?
Yeah, and then Emma's going to get the win. With the assist from Dana Brooke.
Yes, because you don't recognize that she's there.
Right. I mean, because not like Nia's going to be there to lend a helping hand.
I think we're going
to
talk about that later.
Yes. Yes, we are.
I'm really shocked about some of these, honestly.
Ah, God. I'm really curious how long this match goes.
Me too.
I kind of want to stopwatch it and say that's not going to hit 92 seconds. Like, unless Emma rolls out of the ring a few times, this match... Which goes to show the depth of this card. You have a squash match on a card with only 7 matches, so you have to have a PowerPoint presentation to add a little substance to it. Like, is there any way the main event from the start of the video package to the end doesn't go an hour? Like, that has to happen in order to make up for all this, because Enzo can't go more than
10 minutes. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Where are we going to get the lengthy match?
I guess the tag match for the Cruisers.
Is that on the main card?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah, because...
Oh, so maybe we get a classic there that we're not expecting, because they gotta kill time somewhere, and I can only learn so much about breast cancer awareness this month.
That's true.
So, yeah. If Asuka loses, I will find some way to punish myself. I don't know how, but I will.
Well, you'd gladly do it. That means Emma gets the first win on Asuka.
You're goddamn right. I'd gladly punish myself.
Exactly.
I'll cut myself live on this podcast.
No, because the only people are going to see are carrying me, and I don't want to see that.
Yeah, plus I'm on blood thinners. But I'll do it. That's my commitment to Emma.
Okay, Emma, friggin' lose now. I don't want to see that. All right, I'm calling Asuka, honestly. I wouldn't put past WWE to fuck everybody, but I'm going to go Asuka.
I've heard rumors that Asuka's going to join the Shield.
It's possible.
That would be cool.
I'm joking. I was just making everything up, but everybody just got really enamored by that idea.
I'm going to shut up now. Having to do with the Shield. I'm so happy they're back together, but we'll get to that later. And let's talk about the Raw Women's Championship match. Alexa Bliss versus Mickey James. Honestly, I love Bliss, but I want to see Mickey win this. I really do. Kent, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. Give Mickey the belt. And this should have been the ladder match between two of the shorter women in WWE.
Which should be hilarious.
Would have been a fun time. It would have been something for Kurt to have punished Bliss. Because Mickey has the height advantage. Alexa could have gotten punished for the old-timey video or something, and Kirk would be like, now you're in a ladder match, here's your punishment because you're so short, bitch. And that would have told the story. Once again, this would have taken no time away from, yo, will they or will they not touch fists? Or the, hey, did you see this video that we just showed 30 seconds ago? Here you go again, in your face, in your face, in your face, shield, shield, shield. I was like, holy fuck, man. We can't just tell a story to get a pay-per-view over? No, no. So, yeah, I'm going to cheer on Mickey because Bliss is capable of doing fine on her own. She no longer needs the prop. That's how good Bliss has gotten.
And Russ, what's your thoughts?
I think you're right. She definitely doesn't need the prop anymore. But I honestly do not see what WWE is going to do with her. If she loses the belt, I just see her going back down to obscurity because
she'll continue to feud with Mickey, wouldn't she?
I guess for now.
I mean, they have to kill time between Asuka and Bliss, right?
Yeah, or it's got to be Asuka and Bliss, isn't it?
I don't see any. It's going to be Asuka, Bliss, and Bayley and Sasha, you would hope.
Right.
By Mania time. And then with a certain person possibly out of the picture. I mean, really, like, we're running out of heels here because Emma and Alicia can only do so much jobbing in a given week.
True.
To the lady that wears a thong over her pants.
Oh, man. So, I don't know. I don't think the match is going to be that great. I could be wrong. This could be a sleeper. But... yeah, I'm all right with giving.
Yeah, it will be a sleeper, all right.
Yeah, it will be a sleeper. Probably. It'll be terrible. I'm going to go with, you know what, screw it. Give it to Mickey. You're right. She could. It would be nice to give her that little push.
All right. So let's move on to the match that we don't know if it's going to happen just because we haven't seen Bray Wyatt in a few weeks, but we have...
Saw him last week, Harry.
Yeah, we
last
did.
Week.
Last week.
Oh, yeah, there was a video. See, this is what happens when I miss a week. Anyway, let's talk about the demon Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt as Sister Abigail. I'm intrigued. We'll see Finn's abs, so I'm good there. Russ, what do you think?
Well, I've been really digging this feud. I love the stupidity of Sister Abigail, although that might be the pushing piece that makes us not have this match. We'll have to discuss that when we get to that. But I personally really wanted to see this. So I'm going to be really upset if Sister Abigail doesn't show up. Really, really upset. I'm hoping that this isn't part of that whole rumor thing we're talking about, or Carrie's big news story, which we'll get to. I'm just hoping there's sickness or something. But can we talk about the CGI, whatever it is, Finn Balor's paint job?
Yeah,
well, yep. Why was Finn having orange paint? He's red.
I know, right? I was like, what the hell?
He's communist.
Why is he a candy corn or Halloween? Okay, was it really cool?
No.
Yes, yes.
No, it was not.
Because, all right, here, I'm...
Shiny red ball, Carrie. Shiny red ball.
Here's the thing. I'm on both of your sides. It's really interesting. Like, in the right context, this could work.
Russ, that makes you worse than me or Carrie.
I guess. But for this... No. I could see this in the right context working, but it didn't work this time at all. It was terrible. And it was the orange. It kept on throwing me off. I'm like, why is it showing orange face? Isn't he red? I don't get this. And then I finally figured it out. I was like, wait, this is some kind of CGI going on. And I'm like, okay. I don't know. Sister Abigail.
So, I did some research. I looked up, the WWE book of rules, and I couldn't find anything about the rules of a demon versus a sister match. And theoretically, the best I can come up with is that if Finn lays a hand on Sister Abigail, that'd be an automatic disqualification and suspension, possibly with a fine. So I'm not sure how this match is sanctioned from the beginning. Now, the other thing is, it makes me wonder if rumors are to be believed or believed. Is there any chance that WWE has gone out and has like a backup female that's ready to come out and wrestle this match? Like, is this a possibility?
That's what I thought.
Because if so, like, I am so into anything. This is the biggest car wreck since House of Horrors. I am beyond excited for whatever mess comes of this. This will live on in wrestle crap for years and years and years. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be treated to a terrible match, but something that we will never, ever forget.
I was going to say, again, we're going to be so thoroughly entertained by how terrible it is.
And the worst part is to add this layer and then know, like, oh, they want Finn to face Brock. So did they get Finn the win here, even though Bray should be getting the win? Like, Bray should get the win to continue this chapter storytelling. I just told Eric yesterday, I'm like, you know what? I admit, you were right, finally. Like, this whole addition of Sister Abigail thing made his whole theory right. Like, he was dead wrong prior to that, but now I'm like, nope, I can see that. That was cool. Greatest story ever fucking told in wrestling. Happy to be a part of this. Oh, and I am absolutely picking Sister Abigail because Finn will have to be disqualified per the rules.
You know what the worst part is? That makes so much sense. How better not to have Finn win because he beats the crap out of, Sister Abigail, but he loses. So Sister Abigail gets the win. That's the positive for Sister Abigail. But Finn looks strong going against Brock. It's the perfect way for that to end.
When has a man ever looked strong beating a woman and then facing Brock Lesnar? I'm just curious, Russ. Can you give me an example?
Well, if this is real.
Can you cite precedents?
Yeah, precedents. There you go. He's setting a precedent.
I don't think Mark Merrill ever quite got a match against Brock Lesnar, but he may have.
He may have. It's true.
That's about the closest thing we have to a precedence. Domestic abuse is funny.
It's just
when it's in the right context with a demon versus a woman,
right,
not a man
versus
a woman.
A woman.
And that's the whole other thing. Do demons get special treatment? Like what goes on here? Do demons get exemptions? Like, are they allowed to beat women?
And is he actually fighting Sister Abigail, or is it still Bray Wyatt? Did they even mention... And
why didn't Bray bring a priest with him? So the power of Christ could have compelled the demon out of Finn,
right.
And that would have weakened Finn, and then Bray could have gotten the win. Like, this could go so many great ways. Why are they not exploring all of this?
I would be thoroughly entertained for years to come if they just kept on going on this for the next 4 or 5 months.
Bring back Reverend Devon.
Yes.
Oh my God, please, WWE, please make all of this a reality for me.
Well, they do listen to us. Oh yeah, I'm going with Sister Abigail, by the way, too. I think she's definitely going to win.
Screw bringing back Bobby Lashley. Just bring back Reverend Devon, please.
Isn't he backstage?
Yes! So this is a possibility.
Right.
And maybe we could even get Deacon Dave Batista along with him, and he'll collect some money while Devon's compelling the demon out of Finn. Like, this could be the greatest angle they have done in years.
Now, who do they get to play Sister Abigail? Is Ember Moon back yet?
Ember's probably not the right...
Kent, listen, if we're going demon...
Does it have the right hair color?
Oh, hair color, yeah, you're right.
Right, like, just not the right hair color at all. So,
but would they do that, do you think?
I could see them finding a girl of substantial size that, you know, could, you know, with dark hair, could pull off being Sister Abigail. Then they just got to put some shitty face paint on and be like, ha, we fooled you!
Suckers, we got you, right?
Oh, God. And could you imagine the commentary? Booker T would be ridiculous during this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever happens, we're going to be disappointed at this point.
Oh, we've built this up now.
We've made this so much better than anything that they can possibly come
up with. Absolutely. We've ruined the match. It's going to suck now.
Boo us.
All right. Now that we've depressed ourselves, let's talk about something I'm excited about. I don't know about you guys, but let's talk about what probably will be the main event. We have the reunited Shield versus Braun Strowman, The Miz, Kane, Cesaro, and Sheamus. Wow, there's a lot of people on that one side of that match. And they're all going to get fed to the Shield. Did I mention how excited I am that the Shield is back? I love those guys. Together as a collective unit. Individually, not so much. Kent, what are your thoughts?
So let me get this right. These three guys who like to fist each other are going to take on former world champion The Miz, former multiple-time champion Sheamus, former multiple-time champion Kane, future champion Braun Strowman, and jobber Cesaro. And they're going to beat them. 5-on-3. This is going to happen. Like, this is going to happen. Like, make no mistake about it. The Shield are not going to job in their re-debut match.
This is where you should make a bet. If the Shield doesn't win. You're so confident in the Shield.
Okay. Think of a wager, Russ.
I'll think of something. We'll have to come up with something. Maybe if by the end of the show. I didn't even think about this. I wish I'd thought.
Like... this is so bafflingly stupid. And the thing is, this is the best part. I get it sometimes when they're like, we really need to push this act, right? They don't need to push the Shield. They've been doing it for the past 4 fucking years or so. Like, we get it. You like them. You really, really like them. You've given them how many world championship runs? 6, 7 at this point, I think? Roman's had 3 or 4.
Three.
Seth had 1.
Dean had 2.
2. So there you go. And plus all the tag team champions, the Intercontinental, the U.S. Like, yeah, we get it. They're the quote-unquote future. All I can say is I was happy. All right, wait. WWE ruined this, and I'm sorry, they ruined it. Why play the music before Kane came out from under the ring?
I know, right?
They ruined it. They ruined that whole thing.
He should have come out first, but that is still my favorite Kane entrance. I don't care. Kane through the ring, fantastic. Always, always.
I'm always a fan if Kane drags somebody under the ring.
That's always
preferably
good too.
A woman.
Yes.
But like I always love that. So maybe Kane, prior to this match, could get involved with the Finn and Abigail match. Drag Sister Abigail under the ring. See, once again, we have a lot of possibilities here.
It really works.
Can we make Finn versus Abigail the main event at this point? Please?
No, we can't, because we have to have Enzo versus Kalisto.
Yeah. Can this be the opening match? Because I'm turning the TV at 9 o'clock. I don't give a fuck what's on. So if we could get this match out of the way, that'd be great.
It would be great. Plus, it would get the crowd going and disappointed the rest of the evening.
Man, that'd just be like a pay-per-view we just saw.
Right? No, we weren't completely disappointed in... what is it? What is it? No Mercy? Is that what it was?
Hell in the Cell.
Oh, Hell in the Cell. Why did I think it was No Mercy?
Because that was the one 2 weeks prior to that.
Okay.
Because, yo, we need a pay-per-view every 2 weeks. We need to keep those stories going.
Right. Because, obviously, they care so much about them that they make sense all the time. Yes.
Wait, when did Kane sign with Raw again?
When did who? Dean?
Kane.
Oh, Kane?
Kane. Yeah, he was on SmackDown. He never got traded.
Apparently he did.
I don't think he's a tradable commodity. Yeah.
I'll say this. Kane is only in this to take the pin. He's eating the pin.
No.
I know, right? Get out of here.
No, I don't think he's going to.
You don't think so? You think they're going to let him pin Cesaro, Miz?
Let's see. The Miz is there.
I just really think Kane's
taking the pin. The only one that's not guaranteed to eat the pin is freaking... I don't think Braun's eating the pin, and I don't think Kane's eating the pin. Everybody else... You really mean tell me that Cesaro can't eat a pin? Because he's been doing it his whole career.
I know he has, so I don't want him to take the pin. Oh, man. I've never been so... going to be disappointed with this no matter what. Because you're right. How can you have the Shield's debut match be a loss? So you know they're going to friggin' win this. And how embarrassing is that for these five strong characters to get whooped?
Your
by
whole
three.
Upper echelon of Raw.
Yeah.
That's your whole heel division right there.
To get beat by three people is stupid.
Is John Cena booking this?
Maybe, because he can't see the script. Because it's terrible. Yes, I went there.
Hang your head in shame.
I don't know. I'm gonna like the match. Are we think we're all agreeing this is gonna be a great match?
Oh yeah, it's definitely got potential. It's just gonna be very one sided at the end.
I wouldn't use the term great. I don't think it's gonna be a great match.
Well,
I don't.
Seven
I think
guys.
It's gonna be a fun match. Like, there's a difference. KO versus Shane was not a great match, but it was fun.
It was fun. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I think
I'm putting
fun.
It in that category where there's going to be so many spots it'll be, you know, fun, but, you know, whatever. Saw's Taker returns.
I've heard that rumor.
Taker has unfinished business.
It's true.
That's why Kane returned. Which I don't know why they didn't spell that out to begin with. Why did they wait until this week to do it when they could have actually used another week to be like, oh, by the way, Kane's back because he's pissed off at what happened at WrestleMania. Oh, wow, that would have made this slightly more interesting.
True.
But no, they can't be troubled to do this.
No, storytelling is not their strength in creative.
I feel bad for Curtis Axel.
What has it ever been their strength?
I don't know.
Attitude Era?
Recently.
Quarter past never.
Now, I have seriously question, Kent. Let's say you tried to apply for a job there as a creative person. And we know your credentials. You know this industry back and forth. Do you think you get destroyed because your ideas would be like, okay, yeah, that's awesome and it works for everybody, but no, because it's not what we want to do? Do you think you couldn't do it, or would you do what you were told? Like, you have to follow stupid rules.
I'd be a corporate puppet.
Okay.
I'd find my place in line. I'd be listening to Vince's theme song all day. Yeah.
You're toeing totally. The line. I got you. Okay, just checking. Because I could see, like, you have these great ideas. It's like, yes, but at the end of the day.
But here's what would happen, Russ. One day I'd be in a really bad mood. I'd be like, this is a great idea. Nobody would agree with me. And then I'd go off on one of my tangents, and then I'd be fired. That's exactly how that whole thing plays out, is I get fired because I'm just like, no, you're a fucking retard, okay? No, we need to put somebody over that's not Roman fucking Reigns.
Oh, that's true. They're doing the same problem they had with Cena. They have nobody for Roman right now.
So what you're telling me, Russ, is that they're not building up people to look credible so they can have multiple people, multiple stars, like they did in the Attitude Era, which was their most wealthiest endeavor.
Yeah.
You're telling me that right now, despite all the historical lessons, they're still saying, no, we don't want more than one main star.
Yeah.
We would hate that.
I think that's basically what they're saying. Yes.
Wow, that seems kind of idiotic, don't it?
It certainly does. Mr. Corporate Toe the Line guy.
Damn right.
Carrie, quick, take it over before we go down more tangents.
All right. So,
Dean Ambrose, go turn heel.
What are our picks, guys? Just to confirm everything.
The Shield.
What? Captain America and his Shield? If you went back the past 4 weeks and sat down and counted how many times the word SHIELD was uttered,
you'd be dead.
Would it bypass 200?
Yes. I think 200 in that one episode when they actually came back, when they first debuted again. That I think they said 200 times then.
Yeah. So, and how many times did they say Cesaro? Two?
Three? Maybe four.
Yeah. I'm guessing the SHIELD. Yeah, going down a limb there. Hopefully the branch don't break.
Like, with Asuka, I can see them trying to F us. Like, just like, screw you. You thought this was going to happen. But the Shield? No way. It's the Shield.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement the Shield's winning on Sunday. All right.
Is this the most predictable pay-per-view ever?
Yeah, I'm going to bed early, guys. I'll be honest with you. I'll be very honest with you. I'm going to bed early.
I'm going to be watching Top Walking Dead, man. Season premiere, episode number 100. It's the episode where Glenn gets his head caved in.
Sweet. Not sweet. That's disgusting.
It looked so much cooler in the comics.
Oh, man, that was freaky. In the comics.
It was, yeah.
I got nothing. But getting us back to wrestling.
Wrestling, boo.
Well, there you go, folks. That is our preview for TLC, our thoughts on Raw. Before we move on to a quick discussion on last night's SmackDown, let's get a man crush break. Russ, who's your man crush this week?
I am so glad you asked me. And my man crush of the week is none other than the man who comes up through your ring apron to surprise us all with no surprise because they played his music first, Kane. That man is a beast when he comes out of that, rips the hole through the canvas and comes up and grabs whoever. I just disappointed, like Kent said, he didn't grab anybody and bring them down to hell with him. That's always my favorite thing. And it just brought so many memories back. And I was just like, I love you, Kane. So that's my man crush of the week.
See No Evil. A damn fine movie. Mm. See No Evil 2? Not a damn fine movie.
A damned movie.
And it had Catherine Isabel, who is awesome. And I know we're going to segue into SmackDown, so can I ask a question about SmackDown? My question is, I was under the impression that September 26th, I believe it was Rusev Day. Now I'm being told
every day is Rusev Day.
Every day is Rusev Day, and now I'm not sure how do we celebrate Rusev Day moving forward.
I think September 26th is the major holiday, and I think but every day should be treated like Rusev Day.
I think that's right. September 26th is the day. That's Rusev Day, okay. But every day really should be Rusev Day.
And by the way, I'm sure some of you knew that Kofi cut his hair.
I heard.
I kind of miss the longer locks myself. But more importantly, how did Rusev keep a straight face during that whole thing? How?
I don't know. He's a great actor. It's like Finn, he's as good as Finn is as an actor.
Yeah, I didn't read what you guys did in response for that question, but now I'm curious. I'm going to look because... Well, what did you guys say? I posed the question at 9deuce.com/wrestling. Who is the worst person on the mic? Shinsuke Nakamura, Roman Reigns, or Finn Balor? Carrie, who did you choose?
I chose Finn. Reason being, I love watching him in ring. I cringe when he picks up that microphone. At this point in his career, he's been on the main roster long enough where he should be able to talk on the mic. I know in NXT there's not a premium placed on that skill set, but at this point he should have it.
And Russ, Russ, why are we both playing with sharp objects in our hands?
I don't know. It happened to be in my.
Does talking wrestling make a suicide
yes,
or something?
It makes me think I could just end it right now. I could just end it and it'd be over with. I chose Finn too. He is uber boring on the mic. Oh my God. And the worst part is he's fluent. Like it's not like he stumbles over words or anything like that. He's just not charismatic on the mic. He's charismatic in so many other ways, but on the mic and listening to him talk, he is super boring. Like, when he was doing his promo, it was terrible. Boring. It didn't really, you know, it didn't resonate with me. It didn't make me want to go, yeah, go Finn. I was just kind of sitting there like, he's talking. All right, whatever.
Would Finn even be in the mid card right now if it wasn't for his entrance? Carrie? I know you used to be a Finn fanboy.
Don't you mean Finn fangirl?
He stands by his words, Carrie.
Okay. Have to say, I mean, his entrance is impressive. His in-ring skills are impressive. Would he be mid-card? I don't know.
I definitely think he'd be mid-card, definitely. He's got the move set for mid-card. Main event? Without the entrance? Hell no.
I don't think he would be on even mid-card. I think he'd be Apollo Crews level.
Really?
Finn, all right, we say he's charismatic. He's charismatic as far as his entrance goes. In the ring, he doesn't do anything charismatic, really. I mean, Cedric Alexander does more and he gets no reaction. Like, it's all about the character, which is cool. Like, it's cool though. Like, you know, we make up this thing as wrestling fans that the matches matter. No, the matches don't really matter all that much. Your in-ring skills don't matter that much, or else John Cena wouldn't have been doing it for 15 years. Roman Reigns wouldn't exist. Charlotte Flair would never have been born. So skills don't matter. It's all about your character and who your daddy is, basically.
It's true.
And if your daddy's IRS, well, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Can we get to that so we can stop skipping over this?
I know. I feel like we're like leading up to something. Everybody's like, if anybody's listening, you're like, what the hell are they talking about?
Like, am I in Utica right now?
You're getting teased hard time.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I'm going to have to just throw it out there.
Why don't we get some Carrie news of the week?
Please.
I am so glad you guys decided.
No, hold on. Time out, though. I'm so glad that Kent segued into SmackDown thinking it would work, and now we're segueing out of it.
Yeah, but you know what? This has been the greatest lead up to Carrie's story ever.
That's
like,
true.
She's never had this much hype behind
That's
it.
True.
Like, we threw the full hype machine behind Carrie's news story of the week. Don't let us down.
All right, so let's kick it off with the discussion on why Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas have missed TV. Well, I have some breaking news for your listeners that actually just came onto the web. Apparently, Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas have viral meningitis. And that's why they've been missing live events and TV appearances. So,
oh, thank God.
It looks like this weekend's match may be in jeopardy.
Oh, in jeopardy? No! I thought maybe it would be okay. They're just going to come back.
Wait, Bray Wyatt doesn't have a match this weekend.
Yeah, it's Sister Abigail.
Get it right.
I thought it was Bray Wyatt and Sister Abigail.
No!
Nope.
It's Finn Balor versus Sister Abigail.
So viral meningitis, is that like the clap?
Viral, Ken. Yes, obviously.
Oh, viral. I had the other B word.
Yes. I'm glad it's that and not the other rumor that I'm hoping Carrie talks about.
I'll get there.
Okay, all right.
God rest, we let the lady talk.
I'm glad it's that and not the other one, because I was really worried that...
No, seriously, Russ, we let the lady talk.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, so as you all heard last week, Neville pretty much may be done with WWE. He walked out of Raw. Those are all the rumors. Well, apparently there's another person on the Raw roster that has... Well, she's gotten upset and walked out. I'm talking about Nia Jax. Apparently, regarding her status, she left the October 9th show, which is the same day Neville is rumored to have left. She was granted a leave of absence for personal reasons. They don't have any word yet on how long she'll be away or what led to that request, but it was granted for her. Update as to whether or not this will affect her role on Total Divas or not, but it looks like Nia is the next person to basically get ticked off and walk out of Raw.
Say it ain't so. Not Total Divas.
Yes, Total Divas.
That's the one we care about.
Oh, God.
That show's ruined now. Forget it. I'm not going to watch it.
The humanity of this all.
And also, another article I read, guys, basically said that there are other superstars, no names provided, that have been reaching out to Cody Rhodes on, how to jump from WWE to the indie circuit. So, looks like there may be more names coming up moving forward.
Isn't that tad odd, though, because didn't most of them come from the indies?
Yeah, didn't
that... Like... Why did they need Cody the Cock Rhodes advice?
Cody the Cock.
I don't know. Maybe because he successfully has done that. He went from WWE to the indies, and he's done really well there.
But most of these guys have already gone through the indie scene, so they should know how to do it. And plus, they're big names.
They all were successful, or at least mildly successful.
Yeah, or
right?
WWE would have picked them up. Or not to mention, even though the worst person in WWE... can get themselves a nice payday on the indies, no matter...
Hornswoggle.
Yeah, no matter what. So, like, Curt Hawkins can literally go to the indies, and they will gobble him up and be like, yeah, we'll take you. Because it's Curt Hawkins, and he's on WWE. And if WWE has you around for some reason, there's got to be a reason. So, I don't know. I just find it really interesting that all of these... Well, all of these so far. Okay, Nia. I'm surprised about Nia. I thought they were prepping her to become something big. Maybe this whole Asuka thing kind of...
Well, yeah, everybody's going to take a backseat to Asuka, and then if Ronda arouses me is going to be involved, all the girls on SmackDown are going to be taking a backseat. Like, this is going to be a bad, bad time for women.
Which is
amazing. I'm starting to fear
they just
like
had their
this.
Revolution, too.
The Emolution?
The Emolution, yes.
Yeah. She started it.
She did start it.
Yeah.
And it's crashing and burning already.
Yep, pretty much. Really, though, it's kind of like, you know how there's certain storylines where everything else gets put on hold in order to further that particular one thing?
Yep.
That's what's I'm fearing this is going to happen on both sides of both brands with the women, and that sucks because, we're going to talk about it, but, I mean, SmackDown women especially... They need something in the worst way. They need an injection of something. So, it's dull. It's horrible to watch.
It's been really bad lately.
On the plus side, now that we have some kind of sources saying the viral meningitis, I can stop speculating that Bray and Bo may have committed a double murder-suicide thing. There were no Bibles involved. JoJo is okay.
Yes.
So, yay for JoJo's well-being.
Yes.
Why is this just getting reported? Like,
yeah.
Could they have just been like, hey, JoJo, what's up with Bray? Oh, he's sick. Oh, okay, cool. Like, how did that not just get reported, like, last week?
Well, he wasn't sick last week. It was Bo who was sick last week.
But Bray wasn't there either.
But he was on. He had his video package, so you assumed he maybe have done it. He may have been there. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, video package could be filmed pretty much anywhere, realistically.
Yeah, so.
It's just, I wonder why it took so long for that.
That's what I was curious about. Why is it taking so long to give us information? If it's seriously a sickness, why didn't they just tell us, hey, guys, by the way, they're sick. Now, granted, okay, don't tell us, because obviously on wrestling, you can't have Bray get sick, because that would kind of defeat the allure. But at least give us some indication that it's not, like, serious. Like, I thought it was Neville level.
Well, Russ, I mean, quite frankly, have you ever decided to be Sister Tabitha? No, you didn't. So you don't know. Maybe if you try to do that, maybe you get viral meningitis, okay?
That might be
we don't know this because you haven't tried it, Russ.
That's true. I have not tried Sister Tabitha.
So that could be a thing that happens. And Bo, he may have been like, I'm going to get in shape, and he got sick of it all.
That's true.
So, I mean, we don't know the answer to these things. Who knows? Maybe we see Husky Harris this Sunday.
Maybe.
That would be something. But I'm really, more on Nia for a second. She didn't do the indies, right? Like, as far as anybody knows, she didn't do indies. Like, she's a WWE product through and through.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird that she's asking for her.
Yeah, where the fuck do you get off? Like, you only got a spot because you're related to The Rock.
Yeah.
Like,
granted, she's been earning her spot
she's
lately.
She's earning her, yes, but she only got the opportunity because of her family.
Right.
And she was not good for two full fucking years. She only started picking up, which is fine. It takes time.
Yep.
I get that.
Yep.
But you can't be displeased. You have to wait your fucking turn.
Yeah.
Unless your name's Bill Goldberg. Like, even Asuka. I mean, Asuka came from Japan, and she had to work her way up,
right,
obviously.
And Asuka is Asuka's a phenomenon. Let's just face it. She's
a game changer.
Yes.
She's a once in a generation superstar, realistically, that, you know, we're not going to see something like that. It's lightning in a bottle.
Yep.
And, you know, like with Heath Slater, they're going to crush it in some weird way.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
But
I can't wait to see
Nia, of all people.
Asuka.
Like, I could see Dana Brooke saying, like, you know what? I competed in all these competitions. I'm a legit athlete. And you're not pushing me. I could see her being disgruntled. Nia, I can't see being disgruntled. Becky Lynch, I can see being pissed off, like, hey,
Becky
I was
Lynch,
your first SmackDown
believe.
Champ,
yeah.
And now you guys don't give a fuck.
Yep.
But Nia is just, I don't know, seems weird to me. Glad we got this out
I'm
of our
glad we did,
though.
Too, because we needed to.
Also, wait, this is one last thing, because I was talking to Eric, I think. I think me and Eric had this conversation. Now, there's a lot of discussion about Neville. Should he have been pissed? Should he have walked out? Did he get treated well while in WWE? A lot of people are saying yes, because he had that long run as
champion. He did have a long run as champion.
Okay, now, I present the flip side. He weighs more than Finn Balor, who got pushed straight to the red belt. Neville is more talented in the ring than Finn Balor, and is better on the mic, quite frankly. He just doesn't have as good of a gimmick. Can you start seeing Neville's argument as to being mistreated now, like, if you put it in that perspective?
Absolutely, and also his major gripe, if you read some of the news online, it has nothing to do with, you know, Enzo getting the belt or anything like that, but it's actually how he was treated at WrestleMania. The fact that he's not on the DVD for WrestleMania, even though he was Cruiserweight Champion, because he was on the pre-show, he was left off of that DVD.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
They left off the kickoff show?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Did they get a ton of money on the DVDs? Because who the fuck?
Yeah, that's a lot of royalties on DVD sales.
Is it? I mean, do they sell a lot of DVDs nowadays with the friggin'.
Yeah, you still got a lot of old school fans that don't buy the network. Or people that still like physical media in general.
Okay.
I mean, royalties are still a good check.
Oh, no, I get that. I'm aware of that. I didn't think it would be that much of a game changer that would piss them off that much.
Did Neville also probably hit, like, he probably was on kickoff shows in other times too then and probably wasn't getting royalties. So for a guy of his talent, I didn't know about this WrestleMania thing. Yeah, I'd be super pissed.
And the other thing that he brought up as one of the rumored grievances is that he was used as basically a jobber to put over other talent. That was his other, that's his other gripe.
That, like, I'm not 100% positive.
It's legit too.
Where?
I mean, it really is. Think about his early years.
Okay, but everybody gets... That's not... You can't count that.
Yes, you can, because early years is when you're supposed to get most over. That's when you get your biggest push, by and large. And he had that great match with Cena. Remember when Cena was doing the U.S.?
Yes. But
and then Neville had that Barrett feud that went nowhere. And then Neville was just gone for a while. Like, he was just... He was a Sin Cara, Kalisto. Like, he just wasn't.
But then they
shine.
Gave him his opportunity, and he went with it, and he ran with the ball. That's where you're supposed to. Once they give you the opportunity, it's not like they didn't give him an opportunity. I mean, you.
But at what point do you say, like, if you look, if you rank their importance in the cog of WWE as far as talent goes, you wouldn't even consider Neville, like, top 40. That's the problem, based on how they booked that division. It wasn't just him. It was the whole division. And he should have been a shining star. Not like the Colognes, but a real star.
And I agree with you on that. But once he did that, would they have pushed, buried him significantly? I don't know. See, here's the problem. Would they have kept him on 205? I can see where that argument goes. But after that stuff, like, once he goes on to the main roster, it's going to be, okay, he's a champion that we can... believe in. Let's get him going. Let's see what we can do with this. Because my problem with this, I guess the only problem I have with this is he didn't give it enough time. He lost the belt, and basically that next week he was gone, which makes it look like, to me, honestly, it makes him look like a little bit of a bitch.
I think it was just growing frustration that I think that was like the last fucking straw type of thing. Like, I don't think he could. No matter how long that they kept the belt on him, I think he was due to explode. That was just kind of like that straw that broke the fucking camel's back, really. I mean, look at the whole Punk situation.
Yeah.
Like, that just exploded all of a sudden. We don't know, like, how close these guys are, or girls, for that matter, are to exploding and just saying, fuck it, I'm done with this shit.
It's true. We don't know their back route, like, oh my god, because there's almost everybody... One day, it's just like, I hate my job. I hate my job. Why am I doing this? And it's no different from them just because they're making a ton of money. So,
right.
I just...
It's tough to see it because we're fans.
Right.
We're fans, so we have a different perspective than what they have.
Right. And the other thing I will say for Neville is doing this, though, and they're really pushing it. Like, nope, he's not gone. He's not gone. If they entice him back, it could be really beneficial for him. This could be a good thing for Neville.
How would you entice him back? Like, if you had to make your best, if you had to go sell him in 5 minutes, what are you going to sell him on that you're going
okay,
to
do? Okay, well, here's what we're going to have to do. First of all, we'll get him out of 205. We'll get him back onto one of the main rosters. Let's put him on SmackDown. All right. And we'll start getting him into a series. We'll start see what he can do. Get into some serious feuds, but we really want him to at least get the United States Championship. He should win that. Give it a good run. Let's see what he can do with it. And then afterwards, if he's successful, we'll talk championships at the higher level.
Yeah, I'd love to see him and AJ or him and Corbin.
Absolutely.
Because Corbin does really good work with guys that are like Neville.
Yep.
That
would be my way to entice him. And if he says no to that, well, I mean, then he knows what WWE is all about, and they're just going to screw him. But if they're really serious about not losing Neville, the way it sounds like they're not really – they're serious about not losing Neville, then kind of give in a little bit to him. See if he can do it. Here's what happens. He either does it and is successful, and, hey, he's made you guys money. Congratulations. Or he falls on his face, and WWE can do whatever they want with him. And at that point, Neville's going to be like, all right, I – got my shot. I fucked up.
Right, and he just leaves.
And he just leaves, right.
Everything is positive for Neville moving forward. He has all the
He has everything in his corner, correct.
Unlike Punk, who just was too bitter.
What are you talking about? He's got
speaking
UFC.
Of Punk, did anybody hear that
he's back in training?
Possibly go... Fuck that. Nobody cares about training. Oh. He's going to lose.
Yes, he is.
And I love Punk, but he's going to lose. He's not a fighter.
No.
But he's also... rumored to possibly be one of the two stars on a Stars TV show.
Yeah,
about two brothers that are wrestlers. One's a heel, one's a face, and he'd be the heel brother. And I'm like, now that's a perfect project for Punk, I think. I'm excited. Like, I would consider getting Stars just to support that and cancel as soon as that show was off.
Yeah, I'd definitely watch that. Just to see, one, if he can act, which, I mean, we've seen him cut promos. The guy can act. He's got the chops.
He does.
Yeah, I mean, when all is said and done, Punk is still one of the 20 greatest wrestlers we've ever seen.
It's true. It's damn true.
I mean, can we get to SmackDown, though?
Oh, my God.
Well, actually, I have one more news story for you guys.
Oh, my God. What? Wait, we've been on this one story for, like, 10, 15 minutes?
Hey.
That's okay. It was a good story,
It was.
Well.
And Bray's not dead.
He might be after that viral meningitis. That sounds.
Yeah, that's no joke, from what I understand about it. So, in the spirit of the fact that we have tables, ladders, and chairs this weekend, I have a tables-related story for you guys. Specifically, a former tag team champion who announced his retirement over the weekend. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Bubba Ray Dudley has announced his retirement from wrestling. He announced it this past weekend.
Did we lose Perry?
See,
look at that face.
He announced his retirement, and then she just quit.
Oh my god! Like, she is stone faced right there.
She is angry about it too. Look at
her. To finish off Carrie's news story, Bubba Ray took a really dangerous spot. He had to go to the hospital. He had a bad concussion.
Didn't
that happen
like a couple weeks ago?
This shit ain't worth it anymore.
Yeah, wasn't that happen a couple weeks ago? Hey, Carrie's back. I think. Oh nope.
No, kind of maybe.
Oh, there she is.
What?
Carrie, did you hear us?
Hey, there you are.
Oh, okay.
Carrie, is your Audacity still running properly, is my question.
Yes,
before you get talking.
It is.
It's still recording? Okay.
Wow, that was really professional of us.
Finish your story, Stoneface.
So what part did you guys not hear?
We heard you say that Bubba Ray Dudley retired, and you got really angry.
No, I did not.
You look so mad.
I basically... just said that he announced it over the weekend at Ring of Honor's pay-per-view Global Wars, which was really good. I watched some of the highlights from it. It was Ring of Honor and some of the guys from New Japan. It was pretty good. Only because I got to see
Kenny Omega was on it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we all know how much I love Kenny Omega. Right. But yeah, basically at the Death Before Dishonor pay-per-view in September, Bubba Ray or Bully Ray, whichever name you want to choose, had a brutal concussion and basically spent a night in the emergency room with said concussion and basically opted to hang up his wrestling boots. So he spent this weekend at the two shows for Global Wars, basically announcing his retirement.
It makes sense. He is up there in age. I thought he retired before.
Terry Funk's still gone, dude.
That's true.
Terry fucking Funk. I'm surprised he did the announcement at Ring of Honor as opposed to... Honestly, I thought he would have done it at House of Hardcore to like help Dreamer get the plug,
right, yeah.
Whatever. I mean, indies are all kind of trying to band together, obviously.
Right. I like that they're finally banding together to try to stop WWE.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't think that's ever happening. But I will say this. Just because he retires from wrestling, he's got a plethora of choices. I'm pretty sure WWE wouldn't mind having him in the back.
Well, they got D-Von already.
Right.
And, I mean, both guys know how to put together a tag match. Like, make them the head writers of the tag division.
Right.
Boom.
Boom.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
I could get behind that. I think that would be great.
All right.
Or have them as trainers. I mean...
Yeah.
There's both those guys are super talented.
Right. So, I mean, there is plenty of work left for him. He's just retiring from the ring.
Can we please talk about SmackDown?
Yes, let's talk about SmackDown, Kent. Let's start with the big news out of SmackDown last night. Let's talk Jinder Mahal's announcement, his challenge for Brock Lesnar. This match is going to be a train wreck. I know it's happening at Survivor Series. Russ, what are your thoughts?
Well, since it wasn't really much of a surprise because they announced it before he made the announcement. So, good job, WWE. Oh, this is totally going to be a train wreck. And how does this work for anybody? This is such a friggin' loss. Brock Lesnar winning, nobody cares. But it also proves everyone right about Jinder Mahal. He's garbage. if Gender beats Brock, then that ruins everything that they're trying to build up to Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Because if Gender can beat Brock, then anyone can beat Brock. So this is a lose-lose. It's terrible. What a horrible... And not to mention, it's going to suck because Gender sucks. So I don't know how they're going to make this anywhere near entertaining. I'm not looking forward to it. The two pretenders of the belts.
Russ, it's very easy to make this entertaining.
Okay. Yeah, hit me with it.
You're thinking too linear here. Think outside the box. Those Singh boys are going to be getting tossed all around like they were facing Randy Orton, except they're facing a guy that can truly fling them the fuck around. Those guys are going to be so sore. Jinder's not going to be the one that's sore. Those Singh brothers are going to be sore, and that's where our entertainment value is going to be.
That is a very valid point.
Like, I'm really curious how bad they are going to get flung through objects, whatever. I don't know, but it's going to look awful. With that being said, more than anything else, like, Russ failed to mention the most obvious thing, for whatever reason.
I was trying to leave some beat for you, Kent.
Oh my god. Hell freeze over? Yeah, just another way of WWE saying, you know what, guys? Raw's better than SmackDown. We care more about Raw. Like, every once in a while they try to fake us out and make us think, like, no, they care about SmackDown. No, they didn't. Like, even last year, they had SmackDown win at Survivor Series.
Right.
And then Taker didn't kill everybody. And then Taker turned tail and went to Raw anyways.
Went to Raw anyways.
Yeah, good fucking clever booking there. Gender is the wrong guy for this. The only thing is that Gender can easily eat a pin and it's not going to make a difference. Like, in our minds, yeah, it makes a difference, but the reality is, it's not... It doesn't make a damn bit of difference. It's Gender Mahal. We all know, everybody watching it knows that he's not worthy of where he's at. We all know that he's a shitty champion. We all know he's a shitty wrestler. So he's actually kind of like a perfect guy for Brock to go against, because they're not going to put him over Brock. Rest assured, that's not going to happen. We all just openly accept that he's going to job to Brock, and that's fine. Like, I'd rather that than AJ versus Brock, quite frankly. Brock needs to get... Brock's going to win this match. It doesn't matter against who. Would you rather it be against somebody we would like Samoa Joe or Braun, or would you rather it be against Jinder Mahal?
I guess against Jinder Mahal.
Jinder Mahal. I mean, the only thing that sucks is that he's the champion. That's the only thing that sucks.
Right.
And he's one-third the way through to beating CM Punk's record.
Okay, why is that such a big deal? Because now I've seen... Now you mentioned it, and I saw it on WWE.com. I'm like, okay, so it's one-third. A lot of people have hit one-third of his reign.
Not recently. I mean, but once again, Brock Lesnar is actually ahead of the game.
Yeah.
So, and he'll hold it Brock's for a had year. It since Mania.
Yeah, and he'll hold it till next WrestleMania. So
I don't think Brock counts, though, because he wrestles four times a year. So that may be why they don't count that.
But they technically have to. It's like they do. They counted it for Bruno Sammartino when they only wrestled.
Didn't they wrestle like at least once a month, though, at the MSG, at the Garden?
Maybe.
I think that was a monthly thing that they wrestled in the Garden. So, but that was wrestling was a whole different thing back then.
Yeah, I know.
Backlund. I mean, look at Backlund for almost 6 years. It wasn't fully six, but it was almost 6 years that he held the belt.
Right.
Like, that's never going to be touched, thank God.
Right.
Good. Could you imagine
having a champion for 6 years? I'd be bored to tears.
I can't think of a single wrestler I'd want to be champ that long.
But back then, it used to be you'd go watch him once, and maybe they'd only get, like, you know, main views from people once every 2 or 3 months.
Well, yeah. I mean, they weren't overexposed every single
right.
week.
Right, overexposed now,
week.
Like I said. Hey, and now we lost. Oh, there he is. He's back. Overexposed, like the overexposure does kill them, because like I could not sit here for 6 years and watch anyone, I don't care, even if it's AJ, be champion for 6 whole years. I'm sure what you're saying, Kent, is very exciting, but I can't hear you.
My red light agrees with you. The internet has ruined any hope of that ever happening, and that's okay, because we don't need those type of records.
Right.
Those records were for a certain era.
Yeah, not this one.
In history. Or her story.
Oh,
yeah. Equal opportunities. May old. Yeah, gender just... Why didn't he get the viral meningitis? That's more my question.
Someone should give it to him.
Put him in a room with Bray. It is contagious.
I'm sold. And can we put Charlotte in there too?
This is, by the way,
she been put through enough, Kent.
No. Because now I can't watch women's wrestling on SmackDown. I'm like, I like 5 of the people in this match. I still won't watch it.
Now, this is Ginger's last match for me. If it's, I'm not at least semi-entertained, I'm not watching any more of his matches.
You fool. You still hold out hope.
Well, because I think AJ's his next opponent, and I think AJ's going to take the belt off of him, so I want to see AJ take it.
Which, weren't they building up to AJ and Shane versus KO and Sammy? I mean, I guess we kind of count this as a little bit of a segue, but wasn't that the plan, or no?
It might still be the plan, because
is AJ versus Ginger just like a holdover?
A holdover till the Survivor Series, I think. And then they'll come back to it, maybe. Maybe they'll come back to it afterwards.
It can't be a very long feud, though, if they're going to also do the KO thing, because AJ's going to be invested in that.
That's true. It's going to be really...
It's confusing.
Very. I can't wait to tell us how to do that.
Carrie, what else we got to talk about on SmackDown?
Well, Sin Cara came back, guys, and it looks like he's going to be feuding with Corbin. Let's talk about that.
I'm excited. I was very titillated by this. We all agree the greatest match Corbin ever had was with Kalisto. Sid Carr can do a lot of cool flippity floppity shit, but he's also a badass that does not mind throwing hands, as we know backstage. Unico is a legit badass. I could see like some stiff hits here and there. I think Corbin would love it. I think Sin Cara would love it. I don't really see this being a bad idea. Like, I'm, all things considering, like, I didn't foresee this being the feud. I thought Ty versus Baron seemed like the feud, and I'm upset that Ty didn't get it unless he got injured or something. But I see this for a good month. I could be very happy with this. So I'm happy.
Russ, what are your thoughts?
Well...
Russ, we can't hear you.
I am definitely not. Definitely not. Well, my concern is this. Corbin loses every time unless it's for the belt. In this case.
So he's a heel champ in WWE in
terrible.
The past 20 years.
He is literally the next Seth Rollins. It's
no, you don't get to choose him. I already got dibs, Russ.
I don't get what?
You don't get to, no, he's not the next Seth Rollins. You stick with your Seth Rollins.
I will stick with my Seth Rollins, but this is what's going to happen. He's going to win by cheating, and he's going to lose every other match that's not for the belt.
At least he has some talent.
So does Seth.
So do you.
But, I don't know. I guess it could be okay. I've never been a big Sin Cara fan, but I'm not against Sin Cara, so I guess I'll wait to the match and see where it goes.
Oh, who else would you have him feud with, Russ?
Well, Ty would have been one, but again, Ty disappeared, so who the hell knows what happened.
Well, he's off tying one on, so anybody else?
Yeah, it could have been, I don't know, Dolph. Dolph is heel, so I guess not. Bobby, I guess.
Who may or may not... Can we talk about that next, Carrie?
Yes, let's
nod
talk
your
about
head.
That next.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah, let's... Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that next. We could talk about... Holy crap, SmackDown doesn't have that many people that are good.
Right, like Mike Kanellis. Like, I mean,
actually, I think Jinder versus Baron could actually be a fun match in its own way, with Baron beating the shit out of the boys outside. Mm. But I think that's pretty much the formula for every match to be somewhat entertaining for Jinder.
True. I don't. Wow, there should be more people on SmackDown that I should be able to call out on this.
Orton versus Baron, I think, is a good matchup.
Yeah.
And Gable. I think Gable
would
Corbin.
Be really good. Man, did Gable prove this week that he was the person to choose for Kurt's son, and they totally effed it up for a stupid joke?
No, please elaborate, Russ. Please. I think Jason Jordan was the perfect solution.
I don't know. During Gable and Shelton's interview backstage with the Usos, I thought Gable was entertaining. I thought it was fun. He was charismatic. And came off...
How funny was Renee? Like, she didn't know, like, which way to go with the mic.
Yeah. I thought he was really good. And I'm just thinking... And yet, Jason Jordan was given a huge opportunity. And now they're just going to say, nope, we F this up. And drop it. And it could have been so much better. But no, WWE, you keep on going for those stupid jokes you think are hilarious in the backstage that nobody gives a shit about.
We could have had it all.
Could have.
Rolling in the deep. Yeah.
All right, guys, let's talk Rude versus Ziggler. I have a question, guys. I with Rude losing, where does it go? Where do they go from here with this feud? I mean, doesn't Ziggler winning kind of prove Ziggler's point? Russ?
Well, he cheated. He cheated. He grabbed the tights. Showed a little bit of that Bobby Roode ass.
Wait, I missed Bobby Roode ass? Damn it.
No, we didn't see any crack or anything.
Yeah, no, but you got to see a little bit of the fat cheek almost.
I mean, if this was FX, we would have seen full man ass.
Yes.
I have a question, and I'm not even apologizing for interrupting at this point. Here's the one thing I really want to know. If you think about it from a physics standpoint, what advantage is gained by pulling on the tights? It's clothing. It's loose-fitting. It's clothing that... It's clothing. Your other hand could be used to be pulling the leg. Instead, you're worried about the tights, which make no difference. Like, you could just slide out of your drawers, okay? Like, that has never stopped anybody in the history from being pinned to the mat. Why is this a thing that prevents you from kicking out? Are you afraid of exposing your ass? Is that the fear?
Well, that's,
is that the advantage?
That's it. That's it. You don't want to expose your ass. Not only your ass, your tights are coming off. If you get out of the pin, your tights are coming off, which means your whole manhood is being displayed.
So that's the whole fear. That's the whole how you win matches, is by fear of getting nude.
Yeah, basically. And by the way, Kat, are you sure that ring attire is clothing?
Yeah, of course I am.
You said it like 4 times in a row. That's why I'm just making sure. Let me know it's
clothing. He likes clothing.
He does like clothing. Clothing is his word.
I'm just saying, man.
Okay, I'm going to Google this. I am going to Google this. I've always been curious, and I never thought about it. I am going to Google this.
Like, there's no leverage to be gained. Like, I need to find somebody who is really good at physics and ask them how this works. Like, if there's any... I'm convinced that's the only advantage. Carrie, do you have any thoughts on this? Like, is there an advantage to holding the tights?
More leverage?
Like, wouldn't you get more leverage by pulling down, like, to give them a wedgie to keep them down? Rather, like, you're trying to actually help them by pulling the tights up, aren't you?
It depends on, like, the one photo I saw from Hell in a Cell, it looked like by holding it up like that, you're kind of holding him down onto the mat. I don't know really how that works. I'm kind of just as confused as you are, but I think it has something to do with leverage.
Russ is studying the shit out of this. This is good. This is a thinking man's podcast.
No, I can't find any. It's really tough to find this specific question.
Russ, are you just looking at a man ass?
That too.
Good for you. So, Russ, before I interrupted you, did you have any thoughts, or are you just going to look up man ass?
No, I'm going to look up man ass now. I'm good.
Okay. Well, then I'll carry on with this whole Rude thing. Are they just going to turn Rude heel? Like, did they realize 2 months in, they're like, well, this was a poor decision to make him a face because we've never once had him as a face. And he doesn't work as a face. Like, is this just them waving the white flag like we give up already?
I hope so. I really hope so. Because him as a heel was a arrogant, cocky heel was what made him fun to watch in NXT.
Isn't it a tad odd that normally we love heels, right? But on both rosters are heel heavy at top. And if Rude goes heel, there's only so many faces. We just lost Sammy. We may be losing Bobby. Can you think of a candidate that would be good for a face turn out of the heels on SmackDown? Like, and Randy wants to go heel.
Rusev.
Rusev is money. With the right push, Rusev is money, and he could be selling shirts. He could have catchphrases. That man is class.
There needs to be a Rusev Day shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, there really needs to be. Rusev is gold. Like, Rusev and Lana really could have been the next Savage and Liz. They really dropped the ball on it. Russ, you making any progress there?
I think he's got into Google he's looking at
fruit bowls?
He's in the rabbit hole.
Okay, cool.
I'm here. Good? No, I'm here.
Were you listening to hip-hop music or something?
No, I was mesmerized trying to read. There's some... Nothing very, very good gives me the idea, but I found a Reddit on it. There is a Reddit on it, and I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, well, while you do that, I want to state that until recently, South Park has a new video game coming out. Fractured Butthole.
The Fractured Butthole.
Right. You don't think about it, though, until you say it out loud. If you just read it, you don't think about butthole. You just think it's fractured butthole. You don't pick up on the joke until then. Russ, I know you got that smarmy look on your face like, oh, I fucking knew it all along. But you didn't.
I've known it since they announced it.
Don't. See, there you go. This is the look that I'm talking about.
What are
this
you talking about?
This is the look that we all know and loathe. Because this motherfucker has to know everything.
No, I'm
Russ,
sorry.
You didn't
time
fucking
out.
Think of it.
How is that... not something you picked up on when it's a South Park. Are you
saying...
Why
don't you ask Eric?
What?
Ask Eric. He just figured it out yesterday when I said it. So you tell me that you're smarter than Eric?
Yes, apparently.
You tell me you're smarter
yes.
than me.
Eric is yeah. a retard.
This is the smarmy shit that, I've been dealing with for fucking my life now. Rather than being like, no, can't, you know, I didn't figure it out for like first week. No, I read it, I knew it, I got it.
I got this one. This one was easy.
Christ, Russ. You also figured out the ending of The Sixth Sense, too, right? You also knew who Kaiser Soze was?
No, Kaiser Soze, I had no idea.
Did you guess the ending to the Bible?
Well, the Bible. I don't even know the ending of the Bible.
Me neither, but I'm guessing Goliath won.
No, I think David did, didn't he?
Bullshit.
All right, guys. Let's talk something even more important. About something even more important. Let's talk pulp fashion. Anybody? I was excited.
I mean, I've seen Pulp Fiction like 20 times.
No. The Fashion Files version. Pulp fashion.
All right, but in order to get all of the jokes, you have to be an aficionado of Pulp Fiction.
Or an aficionado.
You smarmy fucker. there's just so many subtle things going on there that it was incredibly well done. That's the best I can say. It was incredibly well done as an homage or homage. I don't know whichever one smarmy boy wants to correct me.
I like homage. Better.
Good segment. Thoroughly enjoyable. Give me as much ascension as humanly possible. I also like when they do the whole starring and then put. Not above it.
Yes, that was funny because I saw it. I saw it, and as soon as it starts to go away, they flash the knot. That was good. I enjoyed it. It was good. It wasn't their best outing, but again, I'm not as an aficionado as Kent is to Pulp Fiction, I did catch most of the major references.
I think it was meant more as an homage than to be out and out hilarious, really. Like, this was just like, we love the movie, let's just do it. And it worked, but it wasn't hilarious or anything. It was right. Just, there was a lot of great references.
Yes.
Like, if they could do a Big Lebowski one moving forward, please.
Definitely, it was definitely good. I loved how they had John Cena as Mr. Gray, Mr. Orange. I think he was
Mr. Pink.
Who else was he?
He was Mr. Pink.
Mr. Pink.
And then there's Rusever Dogs.
Yeah, Rusever Dogs. It was so... The board is probably one of my favorite parts of the Fashion Files, because you have to look quick, and you have to catch a lot of things.
Do you freeze it? I freeze frame it every time.
I've done a couple times. I didn't do this week's.
Oh, there's always something new on there that is great. Always.
Yeah, it was good. Like I said, it was good. It's still one of the highlights of the show. Even it wasn't their best outing for me, it was still fun and entertaining. It was good. And you're right. The Ascension are amazing.
Fashion Files.
Connor has timing.
I like the ending.
I liked. You know what that means, don't you? Fashion Files, or what is it? Fashion Avengers Assemble?
Or something
four.
Like that.
Yeah. I
also like how it was like, well, clearly it's the Bludger bro.
And
they
like,
cut him off.
Yeah, that was good.
I have to say that was the first. This week was the first time I saw one of those videos. I like the new getup that those two have on. I know you guys talked about this last week, but I'm excited for the Bludgeon Brothers. I can't wait to see them.
In 8 weeks, when they finally debut?
Hey.
They're not Emelina.
I was just going to say.
Well, hey. No, you're right. They're not going to come out and go, you don't deserve this, and walk off.
This is the worst gimmick ever. Wait, did they destroy the sheep mask, though?
No. I thought they were going
okay,
to go
I wasn't
two.
Sure if that was the implication or not.
I thought that's what they're going for, too, because I'll be the first to say the breathing was kind of annoying in the beginning. Just sitting there listening to him breathe, that was annoying.
You don't like Darth Vader?
Well, that was annoying. I didn't say I didn't like it. I was annoyed.
Well, Russ is a Satanist. He's only like Darth Vader.
Wouldn't that make me... non-Satanist?
I don't know. I'm just throwing out insults at this point. Nothing holds any ground at this point in anything I'm saying. can I say one last thing about SmackDown? Did anybody at one point think, like, there's a chance Randy Orton may RKO Shinsuke? There was that, like, a moment where I was like, why are they holding on to watching them if we're not going to see Orton hit the RKO? I don't know. Maybe I'm the only person that thought that. I thought that was what was happening.
If it had happened, Ken, I would not have seen it coming. Because RKO has come out of nowhere.
I heard too many voices at once. I feel like Randy Orton. They're in my head.
Did they talk to you?
You both talked to me. Carrie, get control of the show.
Yeah,
seriously.
Right,
all right. So, any last comments on SmackDown, gentlemen? If not, let's talk next week.
All right, we'll talk next week. Bye.
That's not what I meant.
Charlotte's a great wrestler.
What I meant was, let's talk next week in our segment, I'm Not Finished With You Yet, and discuss what we're looking forward to next week. What I'm looking forward to next week can only be summed up in one word. Asuka! Russ?
I can't wait to see what they do with Sister Abigail. I am super excited. I hope the viral meningitis is gone and we get something amazing.
And Kent.
Well, those two obvious things are out of the way. I guess... fuck. I am really excited to see... what they do with the Fashion Files and Gallows and Anderson? Yeah.
Yeah,
excited.
That's legitimate.
I'm excited to count how many times they say Shield.
There you go.
TLC.
I'm telling you, make it a drinking game. You'll be drunk by 8:30.
I'm worried for his health if he does a drinking game out of it.
That's true.
I don't think he's going to make it to the end of the pay-per-view. All right, guys. It's time to play our favorite game. Yes, it's time to play Guess the Wrestler. So here are the rules for Guess the Wrestler for our first-time listeners. One of us, and this week it is my turn to pick the wrestler. Well, we pick the wrestler, and it's up to the other two to ask 9 questions regarding the identity of that wrestler. And then once the questions are asked, they have 2 guesses to guess who the wrestler is. There are 2 questions that are freebies. The gender of the wrestler, which in this case is, for this week, is male. And if it's a current or former wrestler. And my pick this week is a former wrestler.
Shit. She went former wrestler. That's rare. All right. Kent, do you want to start? Ladies first?
Yeah, well, first of all, Carrie, next time, could you tape all your lines up on the wall so you can look up like this, like you're cutting a promo on Raw? I'd really appreciate that. I'd feel more wrestling-oriented.
You would feel more wrestling-oriented.
Because I don't want to look at the camera. I just want to look up. All right. Were they... all right, did they do both WCW and WWE?
Just WWE.
Okay.
How long?
All right, Russ, I gave you the whole fucking thing there.
Did,
I mean,
you really did. How long ago did this person retire?
They did not retire.
When did they become a former wrestler? Let's go that route then.
Mid-2000s.
Okay.
Is this person still alive?
Yes.
Well, if they didn't retire, Kent, they would probably still be alive.
Well, Brian Pillman sure shit didn't retire, now did he?
I'm pretty sure, though, she would have been like, yeah, he's done. He's never going to wrestle again. That's a retirement.
Listen, I listened to the words that came out of her mouth, so I had to make sure.
All right. Major championships?
Tag team.
Color of hair.
When he was an active wrestler, I believe it was brown. But now he's bald.
Okay, were they known more for SmackDown or Raw?
SmackDown.
Now, when you said tag team champions, that was it. Like, that was the only championship. I just want clarification on this.
Yes.
Shit. Okay.
Well, that's their only championship?
I was thinking it was Road Dogg. Road Dogg would have worked really well there. And he has shaved head now.
But Road Dogg has the IC Championship.
Right, and Hardcore.
Oh, and the Hardcore.
But everything else really worked really well.
It did.
All right. What? Did you ask if he was a face or a heel?
Nope, I have not asked that.
Predominantly face or heel?
Heel.
All right, how many questions do we have left?
I don't know.
Awesome.
The person... It's Carrie's game.
That's
so
true.
She should be taking track.
That's a note for next time.
I think...
We're either on 6 or 8.
Yeah,
I don't know
six
which.
6 or 8, I just don't know which. So I think for our advantage, 6.
Yeah, I go with 6.
I agree.
All right. I'll get this out of the way. Let's see. Color of skin?
White.
Darn. I was hoping to be able to narrow that one down a little bit more.
Are they in the Hall of Fame or Hall of Fame worthy, in your opinion?
Not in the Hall of Fame. I'm not sure if Hall of Fame worthy. Not sure.
Did they have like a major gimmick we would know for their tag team? Can we ask tag team partner? Is that fair?
That might actually give it away.
I didn't think about that until right now.
Well, the gimmick was kind of almost paparazzi-ish type of a theme. If that makes sense.
I think so. I don't remember who it is, though.
Did this guy have a very serious injury that was hard to watch on replay?
No.
Son of a bitch.
Who did you think it was? Who did you think it was?
Mercury.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
He had his fucking face fucked up. That's why Eminem broke up.
Oh, I think it was against Kendrick in London. Yeah, holy crap.
Carrie looks confused now. Was she aware of that injury?
That may be why she didn't know he was retired, because I'm pretty sure he's done because of that right there.
Carrie, are we sticking to your answer for the last question there?
I'm going to say not sure.
All right, I think we know who it is. So go ahead, Kent.
Oh, gosh. Is it John Morrison?
No, it's not.
Oh, damn.
Is it Mercury?
Yes, it is. Current Maryland Championship Wrestling champ, Joey Mercury.
Well, Carrie, I'm going to look up the video while you close out the show.
All right. Before you
Well, what's going on for the rest of the week?
Kent, or any month, announcements? Kent?
I don't know. Yeah, Walking Dead's coming back this Sunday, so I'll have a blog up. Actually, so last year for the season finale, I got really lazy, and I forgot to post the season finale blog. So like a month later, I get a message from one of the people that wrote it, and he's like, are you going to post that? I'm like, well, it seems just a little weird now. So I'm going to post that this Friday as the preview. Wow. And yeah, we'll pretend like, hey, that was the idea all along, bitches. So we got that going on, and maybe I'll get back to horror blogging. We don't know. I got American Horror Story, possibly. I don't know. Almost all my writers have left there, so I don't know. We got the TLC preview that I'm doing with Carrie, I'm assuming.
Yep.
And the review I'm doing with Russ. So there's still a lot of fun things happening over at ninedeuce.com. Just not as much as I anticipated.
Which could be good or bad.
Fair enough. All right, listeners, go check all of that stuff out at ninedeuce.com. And with that, it's time to close out another week. So for Kent, Russ, and myself, we wish you all a good night, and we will talk to you next week.
Well, Kent and I will talk to you next week. Carrie may or may not be back.
No, I'll be on.
Oh, okay. Only on the fives.
I'm working on a midterm next week, but I'm going to take... What I'm going to do is probably do what we did last time. That one time where I went to watch wrestling and none of you watched... I am not watching that. Yeah, me too.
It is a bloody video. His face gets... He had to get, like, plates in his face, I believe. Like... It's awful. Carrie, you owe it to yourself to get horrified before going to sleep.
No, I really don't.
Oh, it's one of the, it's not Psycho Sid level, but it's almost there. By the way, when I typed in Joey, the first thing that came up is Joey Lawrence. So that's good.